Yeah, we had the ball like deep in offensive half, but Carrie Dew had that, and so both Kelly and I, we shaped up. She went far post, and I went to the near post. Dew served the diagonal ball in, and Kelly first timed it across. I was able to get a great strike on it, but it went off the crossbar, but then bounced right back to me. I had to take a control touch, and then it went pretty high, so I just tried to take a nice volley shot off of it and was able to hit that well. For me, being able to even up after missing the PK, you know, as a goal scorer, you never want to miss any, but definitely you never want to miss a PK. So I was very happy to get one in for the team.
Can you talk about the PK and what was going through your head in that?
No, it, just normal. I mean, I think just setting up, waiting, and just normal motion, step up, where decide where I wanted to hit it. I don't think I hit it with the best pace either, but all of a sudden I look up and then the keeper's right there. So she did a good job at maybe, you know, it's probably one of the first keepers that I've seen really guess a side and get there quick. So that's a great sign for, I think, the talent of a goalkeeper is doing what the men do, and they just have to guess a side. But, you know, give her credit, and I'll learn from it and be able to strike it better next time.
Did that make you more determined after that happened to find the back of the net later on in the game?
Well, I mean, I've been around long enough that it's just no, it's not any more determined than any other. It's just you know, you've got to quickly try to set yourself right mentally as quick as possible so you can get right back in play, because again, hopefully I knew I'd get some chances and be able to even the score.
Tiffany, can you talk briefly about just the firepower, the offensive power of this team contrasted with last season?
Yeah, well, last season, I just think, again, different personnel. There's no way around it. I mean, I think with compared to this year's team, again, just international players, we have talent, we have experience, we have maturity, but then we also have the infusion of some talented youth. So I think, you know, it's just a great combination, and a combination that you look for and that you need in order to have the right balance to win a championship. And I think, you know, we're all trying to do the best we can and bring out the best in ourselves and in and around, you know, all these talented players. And I just think that's what we have.
Talk about the team winning its fourth straight. You're undefeated at home, and now you've extended your lead in first place with the Philadelphia loss tonight.
I for us, it's all about what we do. You know, we're in control of ourselves, and we're in control of our destiny. And I think, again, we don't really worry so much about the other teams and what they're doing until we're ready to play them, and we've got to adjust and shift and be aware of what they do. But for us, it feels good. I mean, we have as many wins right now as we had last season, but the tides are turned. We're in first place. Last year we were down at the bottom, and again, it feels good because we're a team coming together. That's what the results mean to me, is that we're a team coming together.
One of the young players' performances, Kelly O'Hara, drawing the PK, getting her first goal.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, I think her teammates are just hats off to her, congratulating for her to be able to put the ball in the back of the net. You know, she's been doing so well for the team this season and creating a lot of things out there. Just as a forward, again, your number one priority and your number one worth is scoring. So I'm sure, you know, the one thing she wanted to keep doing or wanted to do was put the ball in the back of the net. So a great performance for her. But she's been doing well. It's just she hasn't been able to find the back of the net yet.
Tiffany, just really quick, you were scoring world-class goals when most of these players were going through freshman orientation in high school. Do you see yourself as the veteran leader of this team, or is that something they automatically look to you at when they came on board?
Well, I think for me, you know, I've always been a leader that does by example. I mean, I don't know. I don't pretend to know what how they feel. I mean, definitely some players have come up to me and asked me, you know, have asked me for advice and that kind of thing. But for me, you know, I'm just out here, one of the teammates, and yeah, the way I direct or what I see out there and the communication comes from my experience. And I just lead by example.